I'm Faith Middleton. It's great to have you joining the party on this special edition of the Food Schmooze here on WNPR in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. My food buddy is here, Chris Prosperi of Metro Beast Restaurant in Simsbury, Connecticut. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Faith.
All right, you can tell your friends no matter where they live, they can listen to the Food Schmooze from anywhere in the world, as many people do, at WNPR.org, where you find the books, the people, the recipes, the cocktails. All of that stuff is online there. All right, 365 no-fuss slow cooker recipes. A super flavor chipotle lime chicken soup studded with avocado. How about an artichoke chicken lasagna in a slow cooker? Yes. Plus, beer-braised brown sugar brisket, an enchilada stack, and the recipe that has traveled the world, not your mother's meatballs, with applewood smoked bacon and Parmesan cheese. All kinds of fish, vegetarian dishes like eggplant steaks with baked garlic. New York Times best-selling cookbook author and much-loved blogger Stephanie O'Day is with us as we celebrate her new cookbook, 365 Slow Cooker Suppers. We just ate a delicious meal from the book. Pop the ingredients into your slow cooker before you head to work and walk in the door to a house full of welcoming aromas, Chris. Yum. Do we love to do this?
Slow cookers, me?
You walk in. Chris has nine of them. You walk in the door and there it is. And all you have to do is just put it on the plates at the end of your very busy day. So throughout this hour, we're going to tell you how easy it is to have this cookbook sent to your door with our thanks. And Chris, as you know, right now we have Stephanie O'Day.
She's my hero now.
I know, Stephanie. Wow. Hey, and we think slow cookers have, it's not just us in this little club. They've made a comeback because the technology's better, right?
It's much better, absolutely. The new versions pretty much all are programmable, which is fantastic because the cook at home can decide high or low and then set it in 30-minute increments. So if your recipe calls to turn off after 6.5 hours, but your workday doesn't bring you home until after 10 hours, that's okay because it'll click off into a warm setting and your food is hot, safe, and ready, waiting for you to serve
at
the end
of your day. I love
that feature.
It's so great.
There's even one
for the desktop now.
Yeah, for work.
I mean, this is so crazy. All right, let's dive right into this because I want everybody to hear why we love this. We'll start with brandy beef stew with squash and cranberries. And we've got short ribs in the slow cooker here.
You do have short ribs. And what I like is that the meat tenderizes and just simply falls apart. You don't need a fork or knife. Just spoon it up with your spoon. But the squash breaks down and creates this thick, luscious gravy, and then the cranberries plump while they slow cook, and you've got all of this just wonderful flavor that usually you don't think about when you think of beef stew. Kind of people think of the old-fashioned beef stew that you've got your potatoes, you've got your carrots, and you've got your celery, and after you've had that for years and years, you're kind of done, and this kicks it up a notch.
It's a great fall dish. I'm so sorry. I should have done this. Short ribs, butternut squash, an onion, sweetened dried cranberries, unsweetened cocoa powder.
Oh,
there's that stealth ingredient.
That color. Oh, my goodness. You've got this dark, rich gravy.
Garlic powder, ground ginger, an orange juiced. Beef with fresh orange juice is so incredible. A little bit of beef broth and then brandy, or if you're not an alcohol user, you can use apple juice. What a great fall dish. If you like beef, and I do from time to time, I just crave it. That is great.
I love squash in the slow cooker, too. And beef and squash together?
And the squash melts and makes that gravy.
Really?
Thickens that gravy. All right. Now, I get a little bit bored with chicken soup. I really do. I just think when I have one or two bowls of it, and then I think, oh, what can I do with this? I have to make this even better. So I came to your chipotle lime chicken soup, and I thought, this is so good. You use boneless, skinless chicken thighs cut into pieces with some onion and lots of garlic, a chipotle chili, the chicken broth, limes that are juiced, fresh cilantro leaves, and then you top it with chopped avocado, shredded mozzarella cheese, and lime wedges.
It marries such beautiful flavors. Cilantro, chipotle, and lime are supposed to go together. And then we happen to always use chipotle chili powder as opposed to the chipotle in the adobo sauce. One, because we're gluten-free, And two, because I'm terribly frugal, and I hate the idea of opening a can to spoon out a tablespoon. I would much rather have the dried spice in my pantry.
And you get that smoky flavor.
That's the added benefit here, because you are gluten-free. So if you happen to be gluten-free, there's somebody who's written this book who understands your situation. So there's a Thai peanut chicken noodle soup. I wanted to do one more noodle soup.
Okay.
This is mine right here. Boneless, skinless chicken cut into pieces. Diced tomatoes in a can, red bell pepper, bean sprouts, green onions, a piece of fresh ginger, 4 garlic cloves, some chicken broth, a cup of all-natural peanut butter, the real stuff, a tablespoon of fish sauce, which disappears into it and just adds some kind of interesting note,
yes.
Soy sauce, sesame oil, and then you use rice noodles. You can put chopped peanuts on this. At the top, some fresh cilantro. Again, the lime comes back. What a chicken soup that is.
I love chicken soup in the winter. Like, if you're not feeling well and you go to bed and you know you're going to be sick the next day, you put the chicken soup on at night, and when you wake up, the smell makes you feel better.
And you put all this in the slow cooker, put the lid on, set it, off you go. I mean, that's it.
Off you go, yes. The most exotic, and I say exotic in quotes, ingredient on this list is the fish sauce. But fish sauce is readily available in practically every grocery store now.
Yeah.
I'm in California, and we have an Asian/ethnic aisle, and it's right there. It's terribly inexpensive, and it brings this punch of salty flavor that you just can't get anywhere else.
All this so easy into the slow cooker. Our lives are so busy. Stephanie O'Day has become, this is what she does. And her challenge was to make one slow cooker recipe for every day. We're going to get to the one that we just made that was so good. I just want to try so many of these 365 slow cooker suppers. This book excited me. We've had slow cooker books on the show before. Here's another reason why. Artichoke chicken lasagna. So a little bit of butter for richness, some flour. I know you, as a gluten person, use rice flour.
I do, yes.
Milk, kosher salt, ground nutmeg, dried thyme, black pepper, lasagna noodles, diced cooked chicken, already cooked chicken, some cans of artichoke hearts that are packed in water. You just drain them and chop them, and shredded Italian cheese blend. And this goes into the slow cooker. All you do is very quickly whisk in some milk, salt, nutmeg, thyme, and pepper. And you spoon this in layers, and the noodles cook in this, and you have artichoke chicken lasagna.
You do. So you're making a roux on the stovetop, and then that is a nice, thick kind of mock Alfredo sauce that's lighter than a traditional Alfredo sauce. And it's layered together with the cheeses and the artichokes.
And I have a new one now.
Yes. Go ahead.
I have a new one now. I can make lasagna in the slow cooker. Yeah. I love doing these books because every time we do one, like this one, I get a new slow cooker idea. Right? And who thought you could do lasagna?
And somehow he goes out and buys another new slow cooker to go with the recipe.
Another new one to do this.
Let me just say, the one thing on a menu that I have trouble ignoring, I cannot get around it. If I see it on the menu, I'm sunk. And that's buffalo chicken. So,
me too, Faith. There's something about that, like, I call it a twang, that flavor. My tongue itches for it, and I can't seem to get enough of that.
Faith buys Red Hot in the gallon jar.
I fried chicken wings every day.
I do. I ask Chris. I have gallons of Frank's Red Hot sauce. So it's got vinegar and a little bit of heat, but it's not hot. You know,
it's
what's
fantastic. So tangy. You know, I dip hard-boiled eggs in there in the morning for breakfast.
Awesome. I have vegetables in the morning with that on there. Yeah. All right, so buffalo chicken and potato casserole in your slow cooker.
You know, slow cookers in the past were kind of synonymous as a glorified pot roast machine. But one of the reasons I really got tickled by forcing myself to use it every day is I came up with new uses. It just wouldn't have been healthy for my family to eat pot roast every single day for a year. I figured that you can steam fish packets beautifully in the slow cooker, and we made casseroles and pasta dishes. We've done tofu. We've done tamales. It's opened my eyes, and thankfully, it's opened a lot of readers' eyes as well.
All right, so this buffalo chicken potato casserole, red potatoes that are cubed, boneless, skinless chicken breast, you cube that up, a 1/2 pound of bacon in thick slices, oh, and they become crisped and diced. Green onions, garlic cloves, paprika, ground black pepper, prepared buffalo wing sauce. Stephanie and I, and Chris, God, we all use Frank's. And shredded mozzarella cheese.
Oh,
okay, and
God.
So you put the potatoes in, you add the chicken, then you throw in the bacon, the green onions, the garlic, paprika, the pepper, stir in your sauce, top it with the cheese, cover that baby, cook on low for 7 hours until the potatoes have reached the desired tenderness. Oh,
bacon.
Boy.
It's all of
bacon.
The good parts of loaded baked potatoes and buffalo wings. Oh. All
with
in one
chicken.
Dish.
Yeah.
Give me a side of blue cheese dressing.
Yeah. So, all right. So we have about a minute till we take our break and tell folks how we would be delighted to send this book to your door with our thanks for supporting the show. And I know, Stephanie, you'll stay where you are. But quickly, chicken puttanesca, one of my favorite things. And many people have pasta puttanesca. So this is with chicken thighs, cherry tomatoes, garlic cloves, dried oregano, crushed red pepper flakes, salt and pepper, Kalamata olives, mozzarella cheese, and over the hot pasta it goes. So when you, that's all done when you come in the door, then you just turn on the water for your pasta and you are ready to go. How about that?
Cooking when you're not home. Love it.
Yeah, so like
cooking
having,
when you're sleeping.
It's like having staff, as we like to say. Stephanie, stay where you are. Chris, sit right in your chair there. 365 slow cooker suppers. Stephanie O'Day, the queen of slow cookers, it turns out. Her blog is so popular. It's great to have her on the show to support the Food Schmooze and everything here on WNPR. We appreciate that so much. And if you would like to join Stephanie and celebrate this book, pass it on to someone who loves a slow cooker. If you don't have one, I am telling you, I cannot live without my slow cooker. It is the best. Here's the toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788. We will send it right to your door, and thanks for your support.
1-800-584-2788 is the number to call to get this book. It is a beautiful book. It can be yours for a gift of just $8 a month or a one-time gift of $96. So not only are you getting this great slow cooker recipe book, but you're also supporting the programming here on WNPR. You're supporting the Food Schmooze and Faith Middleton, and you're supporting the national programs that you listen to. You get to support a wide variety of programming here at WNPR. So if you want to pick up the phone and give us a call, 1-800-584-2788.
Also want to thank Chris Brassberry of Metro Beast. He is just the most amazing guy, so knowledgeable about food, so generous in every part of his life. So thank you, Chris.
And slow cookers.
And the king of slow cookers. You know, it's like Stephanie O'Day and Chris Prosperi, if they had
together
a baby, it would be a slow cooker. It's like 1-800-584-2788, one-time contribution of $96. It ends up being a pennies a recipe, 365 recipes. You could use the slow cooker every single day. And you know what? This is a kind of healthy cooking, actually, because there are so many seasonal vegetables in here, minimal fats. Stephanie happens to be gluten-free, so in every recipe she tells you, I'm gluten-free, here's what I would do. I would use these rice noodles instead of this. So this is like has a dual purpose. For people who don't have this issue, the recipes are just regular with her special note at the bottom of every single one. She has a verdict at the end of each recipe. It is terrific, this book. $8 a month as a contribution. Bring your credit card to the phone. 1-800-584-2788.
Or, of course, you can go online to WNPR.org and check it out for yourself. As Faith said, 365 recipes in here. There are tons of options here, and you can keep going back to this book throughout the year. 1-800-584-2788 to help support WNPR, to help keep the Food Schmooze going strong, and to pick up 365 slow cooker suppers by Stephanie O'Day.
Tucker, as you know, we're going to get to beer braised brisket, and that is one heck of a recipe. An enchilada stack, there's a Greek spiced pot roast, and the recipe that is traveling the world, because everybody's talking about this, not your mother's meatballs. There's a brown sugar pork loin with mustard. We're going to talk about a garlic pork roast with balsamic vinegar. all ingredients just tossed into the slow cooker. Every once in a great while, you do a little sauté in the morning to brown up your beef, if it happens to be, say, a chili. But that's the most work you will do, just a handful of these recipes, all the 360 of them. All of it gets thrown in the slow cooker, put the lid on, and off you go to work. How great is this? So here's the toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788 is our thank you gift to you for supporting everything you hear on WNPR. And I think this appeals to any skill set, whether you're just starting out cooking or you spend a lot of time cooking. I think, Tucker, last time you were telling me, weren't you and your girlfriend trying some things?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We always try to find some new recipes to try out, and we do enjoy using the slow cooker. There are lots of great options and lots of great things that you can do with it.
And you're married now, so that,
yes,
that food thing must have worked.
It helped out, at least.
Congratulations, Tucker, to both of you.
Thank you.
We're
going to
be talking about citrus chicken in just a minute. That's the one we just sat down to eat, and oh, is it good. Tucker, thank you so much. We're going to go back to Stephanie O'Day. Here's the toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788, or go online to do the same thing, WNPR.org. And thanks.
Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread had a fight. Beans knocked cornbread out of sight. Beans. Cornbread said, now that's all right. Beans. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night. Beans. I'll be ready.
I'm Faith Middleton with Chris Prosperi of Metro Beast Restaurant in Simsbury, Connecticut. The Food Schmooze Party here on WNPR is heard Wednesdays at 3 and 9 p.m., Saturdays at noon. Join the conversation with us on Facebook. Simply search The Faith Middleton Show. Thanks to our talented crew, senior contributor Chris Prosperi, Eugene Amatruda, Marion Roy, senior producer Lori Mack, and producer Jonathan McNichol. We thank you first and foremost for listening. We are talking with Stephanie O'Day, who's a very popular blogger. She specializes in what we used to call crock pots. Now we say slow cookers, although I think it's just one company that makes all of them. This book that she has done is a pretty genius idea, 365 slow cooker suppers. And Chris, because he has nine, we said, Chris...
I could do this.
Please, no. Please, would you make, this was last night, would you make a Stephanie
again.
Citrus chicken? And he said, I will. And then he carted it in today. And so oranges peeled and separated into segments. Chris can do that at about 1 second. Boneless, skinless chicken thighs. An onion, some fresh orange juice, a little chili sauce that you buy in the ketchup aisle of any supermarket, garlic cloves, some soy sauce, molasses, ground mustard, ground ginger, black pepper, and rice. We ended up having it over wheat berries because we like the whole graininess of that. So, Stephanie, what a delicious thing. Chris,
yum.
Was this the easiest?
I'm so glad that you enjoyed your dinner.
Oh, my
we
gosh.
Did.
And the smell. Coming yes. out of the kitchen.
Yeah, it's very
good. Oh, my
gosh. Lots of
gosh.
Wonderful garlic flavor, which
God
I
and ginger. Oh.
I'm like one of these Italian women way off in the mountains where I think the garlic keeps us healthy. So the thighs were wonderful because they have a kind of richness to them. The orange segments were so great to dive into. And the molasses gave it this back note. And the soy, you know, made it pop a little bit. And, you know, the mustard, the ginger, you can't really taste those, but they're in there somehow making a more complex sauce. Really nice job on this, Stephanie.
Oh, thank you. I'm really glad you enjoyed it. I have three children who honestly are my pickiest eaters, and the fact that you liked it as well as they did, I think, means that it's a pretty well-balanced dish.
Yeah, sweet and sour. Kids love that.
Yeah, and you can go in either direction. If your kids need a little bit more sweetness, you can kind of go a little in that direction. Or if you like it more tart, you know, besides the orange, you could do a little drizzle of lime juice on the top when you finish it. You know, you could do it your kid's way and then tart it up for yourself.
And I think this goes to what Faith was saying about this is good for the beginner and the, you know, the seasoned chef, because when you do stuff in slow cookers, the complexity of all those things, like if you did a quick saute with ginger and garlic, you get one result. But when you cook it low and slow for a long period of time, those flavors and those aromas really start developing.
And they do. They permeate the meat and the meat ends up falling apart. But I also appreciate the fact that you have ample opportunity to taste your sauce and figure out, you know what, I'm going to need a touch more salt here, or I'm going to need a little bit more. And you can play around with it. Or sometimes things come together so quickly on the stovetop, you've got to get your meat off or it's going to overcook.
And Chris, that was a wonderful thing to say, because it reminded me to tell you, Stephanie, that I'm trying to get as many dark leafy green vegetables onto my plate as I can. So here was your recipe. And I thought, even though you didn't call for it, I thought, you know, I could so easily just toss some spinach in here, or what
kale.
I would probably, maybe some kale, some chopped kale, or I would put broccoli rabe in here.
Swiss
just
chard,
throw it in. And, you know, what I'm doing for my health also would taste great in here.
Yeah.
So I love that you can play with these a little.
An entire bag of baby spinach, you can toss in, and once the lid is on, it steams away to practically nothing. So it can be stirred into any meat sauce that you're making or any
The kids would notice.
Here comes a great one. If you like brisket, I love brisket. If you like garlic, maybe some dark brown sugar with a little coffee in there, a touch of cumin, some onion, and a bottle of beer. And this gets served over mashed potatoes. This is beer-braised brisket. So you've got beef chuck or pot roast. Everybody's got an opinion about what cut for the brisket.
Yes.
Garlic cloves, 5 of them. Dark brown sugar, just a little. Paprika, ground cumin, instant coffee granules, a tablespoon of them. A little salt, some sliced thin onion rings, one onion, and then a bottle of beer. Now, let's say you're someone who doesn't have alcohol. Well, there are alcohol-free beers for that flavor profile. If you're gluten-free, they make, Anheuser-Busch makes a gluten-free beer. Hot mashed potatoes for serving. It all just goes right in. You make a paste. You rub it all over the meat. Place the onion rings in there. Pour in the beer. Put on the cover. Walk out of the house.
All I keep thinking is Guinness and coffee.
8 to 10 hours. Come
Guinness
home from
beer
work.
And coffee.
Well,
and
isn't that interesting? The beer and the coffee play off each other so nicely. You've got these two different bitter flavors that just balance each other and creates a thick, luscious gravy. I like to take the meat out and then either reduce the accumulated juice on the stovetop to thicken it up a bit, or you can thicken it by using a cornstarch slurry, which I usually do 2 tablespoons cold water to 1 tablespoon cornstarch and whisk it in to thicken.
Totally. I didn't even tell Faith and Lori today that I actually did that with your chicken today.
Okay. Oh,
I just did a little bit because I like it just a little more viscous.
Yes.
It was a teaspoon and a teaspoon.
When things are slow cooking all day, you're creating this dome where all of the juices are falling right back in, which tenderizes the meat beautifully. But you're absolutely right. There's a lot of accumulated liquid in the pot, which is why I think you'll notice I don't drown my meat before I slow cook it. Back in the kind of old school ways of slow cooking, the thought was you had to pretty much cover your beef roast or your chicken pieces in liquid for it to cook. And I found that it's just not the case. The meat cooks all in its own juices and tenderizes beautifully.
I didn't even talk about the beef short ribs and red wine or the beef short ribs with dried plums, but that's another day. Chuck roast tacos. I'm sorry. We're moving on.
Moving along.
So Stephanie O'Day is with us. Chris Pressbury is with us here on this special edition of the Food Schmooze. We're going to tell you in just a few minutes how to have this book sent to your door. What a lifesaver this is. And they are really good. And there's an enchilada stack. So let's say you have shredded cooked beef or lamb, and she tells you how to do that. Maybe you have it left over. You can then take a can of diced tomatoes, some corn tortillas, shredded Mexican blend cheese you get at the supermarket, red or green enchilada sauce in a little can, And you just use your slow cooker. You spray it a little with a little cooking spray so that it doesn't stick. And you combine the meat with the tomatoes. Put in a layer of tortillas in the bottom. Maybe you have to rip them up a little so it's even coverage. And then you spoon some of your meat mixture on the top, handful of cheese, and you keep doing that. Yeah. Tortilla, you keep stacking. Put on the lid. You can put cheese on here. We'll do whatever you want.
Oh my God. She has created, use your leftover crock pot meat.
Yes.
And use it again in the crock pot.
Well, honestly, how this particular recipe came to life is my husband has really large eyes when we go to Costco, and he bought way too many corn tortillas. I think we had 400 in the house. And
love
they dry
Costco
out after a while, and this brings them right back to life.
No kidding. How genius. Here's the recipe that has become famous. This is not your mother's meatballs. I gather this has traveled the world, that people are passing this recipe on. So we're talking about chopped fresh leaf parsley. So here it is, the list. Chopped fresh leaf parsley, lean ground beef, applewood smoked bacon,
yum,
grated Parmesan cheese, panko-style breadcrumbs, eggs, minced onion powder, garlic powder, salt and pepper, all-purpose flour, chicken or beef broth, a can of tomato paste, and then you serve this over hot-cooked pasta or rice for serving.
Right.
So
what we end up doing is we're combining the initial ingredients into a meatball, meatloaf consistency, and then rolling them into golf ball-sized pieces. But what I found is if you then roll your formed raw meatballs in a shallow dish of flour. We happen to use rice flour because of the gluten concern. And then freeze them. They are frozen solid and then slow cook all day mixed with the tomato and the chicken or beef broth. And because of that, they don't clump together in this large mass. They are still fully formed.
Genius.
Plus the flour kind of drips off and creates a nice thick marinara sauce.
Isn't that something?
I've got to try that.
Right.
It's nice because traditionally what you would have to do is pre-cook the meatballs and then slow cook them. But what you're essentially doing then is double cooking the hamburger meat, and it tends to fall apart, whereas this way it stays
fully
cooked. Can you imagine people coming over? I think this would be such a fun Saturday night supper to do this. And instead of doing spaghetti and meatballs old school, I would like to say, and to bring out the crock pot and say, hey, everybody, here is your roll. We are having old school meatball heroes. Put as much sauce and meatballs on as you want. Go ahead. Pour it over everything.
Rolls.
Grinder rolls. How fun.
I love putting the crock pot on the table, too.
Yeah, I do
too. I do too.
Okay.
It's also a very economical way to serve a great deal of people. You can have a house full of people and serve out of one pot.
Party. This is party food for sure. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to be talking about brown sugar pork loin with mustard and so much more. You will not believe it. Tamarind and honey glazed ribs. Chris Prosperi, Stephanie O'Day, author of 365 Slow Cooker Suppers to make life so much more delicious and easy. And if you can join us at $8 a month or a one-time contribution of $96, we will send you slow cooker recipes that will keep you going every single day of the year. 1-800-584-2788. Tucker Ives.
1-800-584-2788 is the number to call. And if you want to pay just $8 a month for the Slow Cooker Suppers book, you can enroll in the monthly giving program. It's a great way to budget out your resources, and it helps us budget out ours. So the way it works is if you give us a call at 1-800-584-2788, you can tell the operator you'd like to become a monthly giver or a sustaining member. And the way it works is we take your credit card information and you specify how much money we take out. So if you want to pitch in $8 a month, you can get the 365 Slow Cooker Suppers book and support your public radio station, 1-800-584-2788 or WNPR.org.
There is a broccoli and sausage casserole, fennel and sausage scrabble. She does the garlic roast I was talking about, a ginger ale ham or a honey citrus ham. a Happy Kid Chops. There's a peanut butter Thai pork, pineapple cranberry pork roast. We're obviously in the pork section, coming into that. How to make these Italian beef. She's got a whole section on sandwiches. The spicy beef dip sandwiches that every once in a while you'll find a place that does those. I have a place in Philadelphia that I go to for that. Chili rellenos in here, eggplant steaks with baked garlic. We're going to get to as much as we can as we go on. Stephanie O'Day has not gone anywhere, nor has Chris Prosperi, lucky for us. 1-800-584-2788. Of course you can bring your charge card to the phone. We have folks who are waiting to hear from you, and we have programming 24 hours a day. We want to be here the second you say, I need to fill up my heart and mind. That's what we do this for. 1-800-584-2788.
Filling hearts, minds, and stomachs here on the Food Schmooze. And of course, there are plenty of options for the vegetarians in the audience as well. There's an entire section of meatless dishes. So if meat is not your thing, you can make tofu chili, yellow curry tofu. So many options in here. Also, the pumpkin spaghetti for the fall. That seems like the perfect fall dish for the vegetarians in the audience. So if you want to pick this up and check out all of these recipes yourself, go to WNPR.org or give us a call at 1-800-584-2788, and we can send this book to your doorstep for just $8 a month or a one-time gift of just $96. 1-800-584-2788.
If you have this in mind for someone, perhaps it's a hint to your mate about cooking some of these dishes for you. Perhaps it's a member of your family or a friend or someone who's just so hassled, needs an easy way to have delicious food. That's why we love these slow cookers. You know, it's not just time. It's got to be delicious in the end. And that is why Stephanie O'Day is such a popular blogger. So she has done this book of 365 slow cooker recipes. Amazing. 1-800-584-2788. Please call now and tell us that you're listening, and we will send this book to you, whether it's to keep. If I were you, I'd get a couple of these. Broccoli and sausage casserole, we hope to get to that. For a contribution, one time, of $96 or $8 a month, as Tucker says, the monthly giving program.
And, you know, the thing that I think a lot of people appreciate about the Food Schmooze is that there are so many different recipe books. There are recipes online, various blogs, but Faith goes through and manages to find the best ones for you. So if you want to pick this up, give us a call, 1-800-584-2788 or WNPR.org.
And thanks. I'm Faith Middleton with the gang. This is the Food Schmooze Party, coming to you in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. You can tweet us at FaithWNPR or join the conversation with us on Facebook. Search The Faith Middleton Show. Chris Prosperi is here with me from Metro Beast Restaurant in Simsbury, Connecticut. And Chris, I'm all cozied up over here in my chair.
Yeah, all cozied up in her chair, wearing her pajamas.
No, I'm not wearing my pajamas. I have on fleece plaid pants. And so I've got a fair amount of razzing. You know, I thought, yes, it feels fall is here. It feels like hunting season. Come on, I've got on my work boots and my fleece plaid pants. It's really, really fun. Because we were going to be talking about these cozy slow cooker meals, and Stephanie O'Day is on the line with us. Stephanie, I'm going to play a little game with Chris.
Okay.
Stephanie has done brown sugar pork loin with mustard. Here's the recipe for the slow cooker. So easy. You just put it all in there. However, I'm going to say the ingredients and leave off the stealth ingredient.
Okay.
Pork tenderloin, dark brown sugar, spicy brown mustard, salt, and what is the stealth ingredient? What could you possibly add to that, Chris? Take a wild stab.
I got nothing. Maybe something smoky?
Okay, here it is.
What is it?
Lemon lime soda.
What?
Yeah.
Why not?
How did you come up with these?
What you have in the house, use the margarita mix.
No.
No. You just want a tiny touch of citrus, and it works well. And usually what happens is my children open a soda, take a few sips, decide the bubbles itch their nose, and then they leave them discarded around my house. And so I have to find a way to use them.
And you're standing there over
amazing?
The slow cooker
Isn't
saying,
that hysterical?
I need some liquid.
Hysterical. Absolutely. I suppose you could use fresh lemon juice or fresh lime juice.
No, but I bet it adds a nice sweetness.
Well, Coca-Cola ham.
Oh, gosh.
Or as
and
we say, Coca-Cola ham.
Yeah, and brisket too.
All right, here, let's go to the peanut butter Thai pork, because this is pork stew meat, red peppers, green onions, garlic cloves, a half a cup of creamy peanut butter, fresh lime juice, soy sauce, dark brown sugar, white wine vinegar, and you serve that over rice, basmati rice if you can. Peanut butter Thai pork.
I call recipes like this a takeout fake out. There are times when I just really want takeout food, and we usually just don't have time to sit around and wait for the hour delivery and then the doorbell to ring. And so the fact that I can throw it all in the morning, I'm still highly caffeinated and terribly coherent, and I'm chopping my vegetables then, toss it in, and then at the end of the day, no longer are you reaching for the phone or your wallet because dinner's already ready and you're ready to go.
So I was thinking to myself, as I get to your tamarind and honey glazed ribs in the slow cooker.
Fancy.
Yeah, well, no, I was thinking to myself, wait a minute, I love ribs. I don't have them so often, but on occasion, I just for health purposes, but, you know, I could eat them every day, given left to my own devices. So I think to myself, well, now how are they going to come out in the slow cooker? You know, is it going
to
be that?
We need to go out to dinner face, because the fact that you can eat ribs and buffalo wings every day, I think we're
I didn't say I did. Just mark my words. I did not say, so nobody gets confused. I did not say I do that. I said I could.
So. Could here, is the operative word.
There's nothing that kind of thrills me more than cooking in a packet.
Yes.
Aluminum foil, parchment paper. I find that so magical. So
it is magical because you're trapping all of the steam right next to the meat, so the connective tissue just has the chance to melt away. And so these ribs truly fall right off.
Well, so you spread a length of aluminum foil on your counter.
Yes.
You put the ribs in the center of the foil, baby back ribs. In a bowl, you combine the honey, ketchup, soy sauce, tamarind concentrate, red pepper flakes. You brush that sauce all over the ribs. You fold the foil over the ribs and crimp up the sides so they're enclosed completely.
Yes.
Maybe it's a few packets. Cover and cook on low for 7 to 8 hours or on high for 4 to 5 hours. Remove the foil packet. Carefully
because that steam will shoot right on out.
Are they brown?
Ish.
Okay.
I am not a fan of cooking before I cook, so I usually don't take the time to brown my meat beforehand. What I found is you get a little bit of extra texture and you get a little bit of color. Maybe in a side-by-side comparison, you would notice the difference. And if you are serving the Queen of England or trying really hard to impress your in-laws, go ahead and take that extra step. But if you're just trying to put dinner on the table on a busy Wednesday night, it doesn't make a lick of difference.
So you could put them under the broiler at the end.
Yes, to get a little bit extra color. Absolutely.
Okay. So I'm going to be making that because I just want to see how that is.
I like the idea of doing the packets and putting them in the slow cooker. Another good idea.
She does this with fish, too. You'll see.
I do do that with fish, yes.
So eggplant steaks with baked garlic. This is one of those dishes where you don't even miss the meat. So olive oil, large eggplant that you cut into 8 slices. You don't even need to peel this eggplant. Paprika, garlic, you mash up a little bit. Some fresh basil leaves, you tear it up and throw it in. Fresh mozzarella cheese and a can of fire-roasted tomatoes with the liquid. So you brush some oil into the inside of the slow cooker, put the slices on top of that, brush the oil on top of the eggplant, sprinkle it with the paprika, add the garlic and the basil, top it with the cheese, pour in the can of tomatoes, cover and cook. That's it.
It It's a play on eggplant parmesan without needing to bread or fry the eggplant. So you're already saving calories and fat, but the eggplant tenderizes really nicely and is fork tender. But keeping the skin on it keeps the steak eggplant pieces intact.
And nice. I'm in the voluminous vegetarian section. There is so much in here. If you are, you call this nutty for acorn squash. So you couple acorn squashes, some warm water, some chopped pecans, chopped walnuts, dried cranberries, some butter, and dark brown sugar. And I thought, really, that is an oven kind of thing usually for me. So you cut the squash in half, scoop out the seeds, of course. It, by the way, nice tip, if you have a hard time cutting the squash, you can microwave each of them on high for 30 seconds, and it makes them loosen up, and you can drive your knife right through it.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm going to use that.
You put the water.
That's my mom's patented tip. I will let her know, Chris. She'll be tickled.
Yeah. So pour the water into the insert. Place the squash halves flesh side down on top of the water, and then in a bowl you combine pecans, walnuts, cranberries, butter, and sugar, and spoon that mixture evenly into each of the acorn squash halves.
Yeah.
You cover and cook it. Just put the cover on. Cook it on low 6-7 hours, and there you go.
Yeah.
You're all done.
The outer edges of the squash wilt and kind of crimp nicely, and the flesh just spoons away. And this is how I get the kids to eat squash. They're certain that they, I don't like squash, I'll never eat it. You throw brown sugar and pecans on anything and they'll eat it.
So we're going to get to my magic packet story again. I love the aluminum foil or parchment packets to cook anything. I think it's so fun. And I love the texture that the food inside has because it steams it softly, almost like what a sous vide machine does. It's a sort of the quick way of doing that. So, and by the way, sous vide machines are things where you cook in these plastic pouches and I think you have to know what you're doing to fool around with these machines. So
slow cooker works
just
as well.
Yeah, so here you go. So this is bass. I'm in the fish section. Bass with fennel, lime, and garlic. So bass fillets, a fennel bulb you slice, a juice of a lime, garlic cloves, 8 of them, olive oil.
I like garlic face.
I noticed.
Steamed spinach. And now, once again, you're going to spread 4 sheets of aluminum foil on your countertop. You put a fish fillet in the center of each piece of foil. Divide up your fennel slices into each of those 4 fish pieces and put them on top. In a small bowl, you just stir together the lime juice, garlic, oil, salt, and pepper, and spoon that over each of the 4 fish things. And then fold the foil over and close it up, crimp the sides, and place these packets right into the slow cooker.
They can be stacked, and the one on top will cook just the same way the one on the bottom does.
In
no
2 hours.
To add water. Yes, fish cooks quickly. And so I recommend doing it on an afternoon where you're home a little bit early rather than putting it on at 8 a.m. and eating it at 6 p.m. because it takes 2 hours on high, and your fish is perfectly cooked. But what I like is on a busy afternoon, we're home at 4. I can load this up. I take the kids to soccer and to gymnastics, and we run our errands. And if I'm not home in exactly 2 hours, it's okay because it will flip to the warm setting and keep everything hot and ready until we're ready to eat.
Oh, my God. You've turned the slow cooker into a little oven.
Isn't that the best?
And again, I have so many of these. I don't think outside the box too much with this. That's why I love this book, because you can do different things. Think outside the crock. I'm going to get a sign and hang that in my kitchen.
Hey, I was just thinking, what a riot. You have so many slow cookers that it's all of a sudden my mind
was... I hear she has 12.
Let's have a party. We can have a huge potluck and we'll line them all up. We got to make sure that the electricity in the house can handle
Wait a minute.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I've got an idea. What if we did a slow cooker wedding?
Totally.
Seriously, you know, like a zillion of them all around.
Oh, wait. Wedding. Wait. I have to ask. Has she seen the slow cooker that's 3 slow cookers in one to be put on buffets? That is going to be my 10th Well, 10th, 11th, and
12th. 10th, 11th, and 12th. All right, Chris, are you a chowder guy?
Because
I love chowder, every kind. So here's a Cajun shrimp chowder. Frozen white corn, chicken broth, onion, butter, Cajun seasoning. You can buy it in any supermarket. Salt, a cup of cooked mini bay shrimp, and half a cup of whipping cream, or half and half, and some sliced green onions. You just add the corn broth, onion, and butter, the seasoning, the salt, put it right in the slow cooker, cover, and cook for 6 to 7 hours. And if you've got one of those immersion blenders, you can just stick it in there and puree everything, or just spoon it out just as it is. Garnish with some green onions. And this is cooked on high. Shrimp goes in at the last minute, by the way, because that cooks very quickly. 30 minutes. And I mean,
yeah, 30 minute prep. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So must go. Honey and miso glazed salmon. I'll mention some of these. Thank you,
sure.
Stephanie O'Day, Crockpot Queen, 365 slow cooker suppers. We love you. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks to you.
All right. Here's our toll free number, 1-800-584-2788. A special thanks to my buddy Chris Prosperi, senior contributor on this show, always here. 1-800-584-2788. If you can join us at $8 a month or a one-time contribution of $96, what a lifesaver I have for you or someone you love. Early holiday shopping coming your way. We'll get it there by the holidays. 1-800-584-2788.
And slow cookers are just so easy to use. And WNPR is trying to make it very easy for you to not only get this book, but to support WNPR as well. Give us a call at 1-800-584-2788. And for a gift of just $8 a month, we will send you this book, 365 Slow Cooker Suppers, to your doorstep, and you will become a member and help support the Faith Middleton Show, the Food Schmooze, and every other program that you hear and enjoy on WNPR. Give us a call, 1-800-584-2788.
There's a creamy lemon tilapia, Tucker. There's a fish parmesan with whole tomatoes can and grated parmesan cheese, Italian seasoning, mozzarella cheese. There's a honey and miso glazed salmon, and that's a favorite combination of mine. There's a lemony balsamic honey salmon, a lime salmon, a mahi-mahi with cilantro cream sauce, Mediterranean Isle fish packets, mustard lemon haddock, ranch fish Florentine, Nantucket scallop chowder that has bacon and potatoes in it, how to make a salmon loaf, a paleo jambalaya because it has so much fish in there, a salmon with candied pecans, shrimp arrabbiata, spinach and feta fish dinner, shrimp in foil packet with pasta. Is this great, Chris?
Yum.
Yeah. So we love this. I honestly want to have this. I mean, what's the difference? If I can just throw these things in before I go to work and come home and have a meal like this waiting for me.
Cooking when you're not home.
It's the season now, and it's great in the summer because it's too hot in the house. So 1-800-584-2788, a year-round deal. 365 slow cooker recipes from the popular blogger and great queen of the slow cooker, Stephanie O'Day.
And the best thing about slow cookers, other than eating the food, of course, is the great smell when you walk into your home as a slow cooker. Has been running all day. And I'm sure that pretty much all of these dishes will smell great in your house, too, and give you a sense of the seasons, whatever season it is, because there are recipes in here for all the seasons, too. 1-800-584-2788 to get yours.
That's a great thing to say, Tucker, really, because it is a seasonal approach. And Stephanie is calling, as you point out, on things that are fresh in the market. That's a wonderful way to eat, but you can jump into any time of the year because this is the world we live in now. Things are all over. We have frozen vegetables that are frozen practically in the field. In some ways, we think they're equally as valuable in terms of vitamins and minerals as our fresh vegetables. That's the world we live in. Sandwiches of all kinds. She tells you how to prepare the insides of these sandwiches and then just put it on the kind of roll you want to make your entire family happy. That's just fun to eat and a great thing to do for a party. 1-800 1-800-584-2788, toll-free. Bring your charge card to the phone, or as more and more people are doing, go straight to us online, and we'll send this book to you.
Regardless of whether or not you are a meat eater, whether you're vegetarian or gluten-free, this recipe book has everything for you. All of the recipes in here, all 365, can be made gluten-free. And I know that that's something that people who are gluten-free do have trouble finding sometimes. So it's a great way to always have something new to make, regardless of your dietary restrictions. 1-800-584-2788. And we will send this book to you for just $8 a month or a one-time gift of $96. 1-800-584-2788.
Thanks, Tucker, for pointing that out, because Stephanie O'Day does have gluten issues in her house. And so she tells you how to convert every recipe to gluten-free. So this is dual purpose. Thank you for calling 1-800-584-2788. Can't wait to hear from you.